Now, I'll begin to minister right now, but I'm a minister a little bit from Wednesday night. My son ministered Wednesday night. Amen. And I want to make sure that as an apostle and a prophet, that you understood what he was ministering. Get your Bible while you're standing. Turn to Mark 11, 23. Apostolically and prophetically, sometime and get a little strong and you might miss a turn. We want to make sure that you understand the apostolic and the prophetic, that it putting you in a position that you can handle it yourself. All right. Now, what we're dealing with here is all of the Bible is about God, you, and his assignment. You got that?
Yep.
All the Bible is about God, you, and his assignment. Matter of fact, you, God, for his assignment. And then he send you on an assignment to the world. Do you understand that? All right, so I want you to understand that, those three things, that it's about God, you, and assignment. And I want you to understand that faith, prayer, and a clean heart. Mark 11, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25 are very precious scripture, prophetically and apostolically. And they're about God, they're about you, and they're about his assignment. Mark 11, 23 is about faith and speaking to mountains, and you better keep speaking to them. Okay? Mountains are getting your way, but you have the authority from Jesus Christ because of the assignment that you have. You are a mountain mover. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You're a mountain mover. Then in the 24th verse, your prayer life, it's important to know that he has given you the opportunity that whatever you pray for and pray it according to his word, he gonna see to you getting it.
Yep.
And then in the 25th, you talk about your heart. You make sure your heart right. Make sure you don't have nobody in your heart so you can carry out the assignment, all right? I want you, because it's very, Leroy taught some very deep stuff. And I want you to know that Mark 11, 23 is for you as you cooperate with him. But it's not all about you. It's about him and you and the assignment.
Yes. Yes.
You understand it? Him, you, and the assignment. The reason you second is that you got to be ready for the assignment that God has given you, all right? You got that? You understand that? All right, because as an apostle and a prophet, I got to watch. I got churches under me, and I got to watch everything because it gets stronger and stronger all the time. God has given revelation, but I want to make sure you get the revelation. So keep speaking to the mountain.
Yep.
Expecting them to move.
Yep.
All right. Now, this morning, I'm going to let you stand a few moments because we're going into an area here that going to change your life today. I said tomorrow. I thought about it. one of our business men just got a $3.3 million job. That's powerful, isn't it? Now you listen. Turn to Ephesians 1 and listen to this subject matter. And I probably won't get past the introduction this morning. It's so much. It's sort of like virgin territory in the church because of Ephesians 4:11 through 16. You're supposed to know how to do it yourself. Ephesians 4:11 through 16 from the five offices should train you that you can stand against any spiritual activity that need to be done. The church had not been there. They've been just like church sort of been in the back, you know. Have not the pulpit been taking care of everything. But it's time for ministry now. I know many of y'all got a calling on your life. Pay attention to what God is telling you. Now the subject matter this morning, for you to be covered in an aspect probably you've never been covered before. The subject is, it's time for you to wear the mantle of favor. It's time for you to wear the mantle of favor. Yes. I'm going to say some things about that in a few moments. You got that subject? Because you got to have that subject. I'm just going to read one verse right now. Ephesians 1:3. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to wear the mantle of favor. Blessed all the time. Yes. And every time. Yes. No matter what it looked like. Yes, you know. Yes. For sure. Yes. I'm coming out blessed. Yes. At the end of this situation. Yes. Now I want you to deal with personal things now you're dealing with. I want you to be able to deal with them. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, going to cut some things off of you this morning. Supernatural, you're going to know. Boom. You're going to know. Oh, I don't have to deal with that no more. Boom. That's how. Ah. That's how powerful the Lord is. See. I want you to expect. I don't only want you to expect, but I want you to respect the anointing that is in here. That the Holy Spirit can do tremendous thing. He said, well, two or three together. We got more. We got more than three in here, right? Oh, my goodness. If he'll do it with two or three, what do you think he'll do up in here? We got 1,000 something on the line. How many online? 1,670, all of y'all up in here. This verse is sort of in a full position. Unless you dig into it, you won't understand it. Ephesians 1:3. You won't understand it, but it's full blossom of blessings. It cover the whole Bible. It covers, watch this, all of God. All of Jesus. All of the Holy Spirit and the whole Bible. This one verse. It covered the cross. It covered the death of Jesus. It covered that third day. He got up, declared all. It covered everything. So what I'm saying is, you listen, you're about to get fully covered. Your prayer life, your physical life, your mental life, everything about to get covered. You're just going to have to listen. You're going to have to do supernatural eavesdropping this morning. You got to hear what that person next to you not hearing. You got to make it point. I don't want to give this information out apostolic and prophetically this morning. You miss it. And went to a regular routine service and missed what God had decided to do for you this morning. He woke me up at 5:00 this morning and said, start praying. So I prayed from 5 to, I don't know, I just kept praying in tongues. Prayed quiet enough not to bother my wife. But 5:00 this morning, he told me, I want you to pray in tongues about this morning service. Hallelujah. In other words, something is about to be cut out of your life. And many things are about to be placed in your life. maybe you'll understand this better. Breaks on and breaks off.
Yeah.
No more lemon. Y'all should be a little more enthused. I'm standing here telling you, for God, he want me to tell you this morning, no more lemon. Watch what I said now. It's kind of hard to believe that in church. Might believe it on some of them stations? YouTube or something like that. But in church, it seemed like that impossible. No more lemon. So it says here, and then we're going to be seated. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, third verse, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You see that?
Yes,
sir. Well, maybe I'll read the other one to you while you before I go to. Look at Ephesians 3:20. I'm expecting something to pop in you today.
Yes,
hallelujah. Don't let me pop by myself.
Oh, no.
I'm ready to receive, man. Glory to God. I've been in some strong meetings, and the presence of God is here.
Yes,
I mean, all down my arm is running now.
Yes,
glory to God.
Glory.
Look at the 20th verse here in a prayer, of the apostolic prayer. Now. Why you got to wait 3 years? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Listen to this. Above. Listen to this word. Exceeding abundantly and above all that we ask. All think. And notice this. According to the power that worketh in us. Turn to Romans chapter 8. And then I'll start giving you the introduction. Romans chapter 8.
Hallelujah.
An outstanding insight you're going to get from these verses I'm about to read. I read these verses quite often and go over them. In Romans 8:26-28, your infirmities, your shortcomings, and your inabilities are there for a reason. The reason they're there is to let you know you can't make it by yourself. That's why we drove from different places. To get you this morning to be in the presence of God, to hear his word, because we recognize we need help.
Yes.
How many of y'all know you need help?
Yes.
I don't care how smart you think you are, how good you think you look, what you got on, you need help.
Yes.
And it's pointed out, so he starts out with our infirmities. Our infirmities calls for God's blessing. Your weaknesses, your shortcoming, position you not to be robbed of God's presence. Because you get to thinking you're all that. Nobody can preach to you. Nobody can pray for you. Nobody can talk to you. Because you're high IQ'd. But the IQ don't work in life at large, because you need a whole lot more than a high IQ. You need some revelation. You need God to put his hand on you. You need God to stop that demon from taking you out. All right, so it's very important here that it start off in the 26th verse. I just want you to see this before I start giving you, because you're going to start flowing. In 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our what? you better know you got infirmity.
Yes.
And he said, for we know not what we should pray for, as we ought. But the Spirit himself, I mean himself, maketh intercession, thank God, for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Notice verse 27. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what happened. The mind of the Spirit now. The mind of the Spirit. See, the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit. Because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So you got your infirmities, then you got the mind of the Spirit, and the will of God. You move through your infirmities first. Some people fall out at the infirmities, and if you're not preached to properly, you're going to stay in your infirmity. You know, you almost want to say, God, thank you for my shortcoming. Yeah, because I know I need help.
Yeah.
Now, if you in there, you think you don't need no help, just go ahead and sit down. If you think you, and we'll get somebody to help you stand up later on. Then he goes on to he that searches out in verse 28, and we know all things work together for good for them that love God. How many things work together?
Always.
To them who are the call. Notice that. According to his purpose. So every person under the sound of my voice, whether you know it or not, you have a calling.
Yes, sir.
You might not be called to be an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, but you do have a calling. Every person under the sound of my voice. You got that?
Yes, sir.
All right, you may be seated. Get ready to take notes. It's time, and you can say it like this, it's time for me to wear the mantle of favor. Now watch what the mantle of favor will cause to happen in your life to expand. You're about to expand. To spread. You're about to spread out. To cover. I'm well covered. You know, you say put on the whole armor of God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, girdle of truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Huh? The shield of faith, which quench all the fiery darts, sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Then he says, praying in the Spirit. I'm well covered. To expand, to spread, to cover. Now listen to the next one. To increase. I'm up here to speak increase on you this morning. In every area of your life. Get ready for increase. Increase belongs to you. Stop thinking normal. Stop thinking I'm black and I'm proud. The hell with that. Don't put me in no position that man have tried to put me in. I'm proud because I'm a Christian. Washed in his blood. Nobody can stop me. Marches can't stop me. Paperwork can't stop me. I'm loose. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm anointed. I can go anywhere. Somebody say you open door.
Yes.
That no man can close. Somebody said he closed door.
Yes.
that no man can open. Somebody said he'd make a way out of no way. Somebody said he's a present help in a time of trouble. Somebody said he leads me in the green pasture. Somebody say it can look dark sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? Shadrach, I fear no evil for he with me. So whatever you're dealing with, come on, son. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, get ready to get out of it. Get ready. All right, love you too. $1,000. He sold you. She come back from Italy, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, how you get the money to go to Italy? There it is. I bet you went first class, too. You come back from Italy and sold $1,000?
Yes.
You just got back from Italy.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say Gonzales, I said Italy. Jesus. Now I don't want you to forget these words: to expand, spread, cover, be covered, and increase. So I wrote in my introduction, sit down. So the Holy Spirit is about to expand, spread, and cover your life with fresh anointing and power to expand your life at this hour. Listen, listen, listen. Have you ever had a blessing coming towards you, but some way looked like it was cut off? Because here's what he told me to tell you. There's no way for your blessing flow to be stopped. Oh man, I didn't hear nothing over here. What, y'all listening? It's no way. Anything been blocked from you, anything Satan have tried to hold back from you because of some reason, that's over. Let me say it another way then. Your blessing flow is open and nobody can stop it. Matter of fact, I got permission just now. I'm turning the blessing angels loose over your life. I'm releasing blessing angels to travel with you wherever you go. Make note of this. Give the Father the right to fulfill his plans to you and through you.
Amen.
Give the Father, very important, give the Father the right to fulfill his plans to you and through you.
Uh-huh.
He want to use you.
Yes, sir.
But he want to bless you at the same time. The more you let him use you, the more he going to bless you. The more you let him use you, the more he going to bless you.
Right. Right.
Somebody he wants you to talk to. Somebody he wants you to help. The more you let him use you, the more he gonna bless you.
Come on, sir.
Give the Father the right to fulfill his plan to you and through you. And here's an anointing that comes with this. A commanding and demanding anointing.
Amen.
Wow. A commanding and demanding anointing. It's anointing that, help me, Holy Spirit, it's anointing that don't have to ask for permission.
Wow.
Oh my, this is heavy. It is anointing that your voice become God's voice. Or God's ability become your ability. Lord have mercy. Places where you can access God and he can access you. In other words, you open to God and God open to you. Who you think getting the best deal? But those things don't happen automatically. The Holy Spirit has to have a transaction in this thing. The getting God, I've been there many times, getting God present. I remember preaching for Creflo Dollar, and it was a morning service, and I was preaching on money coming, and the anointing got so strong in that church, people started giving, they filled all the stuff, I mean piles of money, and they wouldn't stop, they were dancing, and I had a man who'd been preaching on prosperity for many years, came up to me, because he was on in the meeting with us, and in the service, the presence was so strong that people didn't recognize one another. It was just so strong. This man walked up to me because I was half out because I just preached. He put his finger in my face and said, "I know who you are." Amen. I understood exactly what he was saying. That God had placed a special anointing on my life for finances. Just because you're here, you don't get blessed on this. It's on this ministry, it's just on my life for a reason. You know what the reason is? You know why that anointing on my life? I'll give you one word: insufficiency. God was looking for somebody who couldn't do it themselves and recognize they need help to make the next step.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And in that insufficiency, he anointed me with this money anointing.
Yes. Yes.
And I wasn't scared to come tell it to the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
So now no more ways for your blessing to be stopped. You're wearing a commanding and a demanding anointing, right? I told you the introduction will be long. Places where you can access God and he can access you. You are instruments to confound and overthrow evil power.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You leave here this morning wearing a seal and a guarantee. Grace, goodness, glory, and government. Mysteries, manifestation, miracles are ready to flow. Mysteries, manifestation, miracles are ready to flow. I'll say it again, Lord. Mysteries. Manifestation, all I'm plural, miracles are ready to flow in and through you for his glory. Mm-hmm. Now this is going to sound a little awkward, but I see clearly what he's saying. There are Bible prescriptions you must take by faith. The Bible, you take all the other prescriptions. Why you can't take the Bible prescription? They say take it at 9:00, you take it at 9:00. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But a prescription the Holy Spirit gives you, you should take over and over and over again. You don't stop till the doctor, tell you stop. Favor is living in divine alignment. Favor is living in divine alignment. When that happened, I'll give you three words, all start with O. Outpouring, overflowing, overcoming. You're leaving here with an outpouring, overflowing, overcoming anointed. Hallelujah. Now, here's a warning. By not being fully aware of wearing the mantle, we're not getting the job done. Let's go for the Father's will. See, the Father needs you blessed, fully blessed. When you open your mouth about Jesus, nobody can deny it. Your life speaking so loud. Your life got such a light on it that when you speak, they know she must be know what she's talking about. Look how blessed her life is. Y'all don't get riled up enough when I talk about blessing. Y'all just quiet. Y'all too quiet up in here. The Lord trying to put something else on you. I know you got your little French fries now, but we're not talking about your little French fries. We're talking about going to Italy. And Rome, Hawaii. First class. Enjoy yourself. God don't mind you enjoying yourself, but just take care of his business. Let me see what you're going to say about this. Flowing in supernatural favor every day.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, supernatural favor.
Thank you. Any big thing might happen any minute. Any gates of opportunity might open at any minute with your name on it. Come on here. We're talking about a flow, but we're talking about an overflow. We're talking about God looking for a remnant to bless so much that his word can't be denied. An individual who wearing the word. Sleeping in the word. Driving the word. I see some of y'all can't handle it at this level. I better go back and teach some ABC. Flowing in supernatural favor every day.
Yes.
Miracles.
Yes.
Signs and wonders every day.
Every day.
Why, Jay, I don't miss this. Knowing that from this day forward, you are a favor carrier. Favor go everywhere I go. I'm a favor carrier. I don't just have favor. I carry favor. People who get around me stepped into favor. Matter of fact, I'm here, I heard this. Matter of fact, I'm a favor blesser. If I talk to you, favor gonna come on you. If you shake my hand, favor gonna come on you. If you wave at me,
favor
Let's wave some favor up in here. Favor all over this place. That's why you was assigned to come here this morning. I'm just trying to get you the introduction. Being constantly anointed for favor. Knowing that from this day forward, you are a favor carrier. Now watch for them. Watch. You'll be watched to see this blessing. A blessing about to come out of my mouth, but you got to be paying close attention. What happens when failure meets favor? Oh, y'all missed it. From now on, failure gonna meet in your life favor, and favor gonna whoop the failure. Favor gonna whoop the failure. That means your failing days see, favor don't work by feeling. You might feel a little down, and it might look like it ain't working, but you so much in favor, you know how it's gonna come out. Say it, the favor of the Lord.
The favor of the Lord
is on me.
Is on me.
Right now.
Right now.
I didn't say nothing about your shortcoming. I didn't say nothing about the mistake you made last night.
Come on.
Repent.
Amen.
And the favor come flowing back.
Yes, sir.
I like that because I need to do it sometime. Amen. Everybody mess up. There's a favor, that's what he told me to write. Favor can't whoop failure can't whoop favor. It loses all of its power, meaning that your failing days are over today. There's a favor anointing being released in this service right now. Let me try to get you the introduction. Thank God for the flowing grace of favor coming on and in your life now. Look at this now. See, y'all believe I was a preacher. I'm going to make a statement. If y'all believe I was really a preacher, you would get blessed. Your conditions will never be the same. Oh. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing, but you gonna say something on this one. Thing you've been missing out on will begin to manifest supernaturally. Things you've been missing out on. I said things you've been missing out on. Things you've been missing out on. About to manifest supernaturally. When I was in the Baptist church, they said he'll make a way. Some of y'all been Baptist. They answered me, I don't know way. Decree now, the favor mantle, say it, is on my life now. Now, let me ask you a question, since y'all so quiet. Have you ever heard of a favor mantle?
No,
sir. Whoever is, I don't want you to do it. I was in a big meeting. Later, I was in a meeting in Chicago, preaching for Bill Winston, and I was preaching an apostolic message, and I knew it had not been in the body of Christ yet. And so I said, now, if any one of y'all heard this message, just lift your hand. I said, but I'm going to challenge you, because I want to make sure that you heard the message, because I knew the Holy Spirit had told me. And so later held her hand up. I said, all right, where you heard it at? I said, come here, wait. She said, that's all right. You sit here and you act like this is old stew being warmed up over. But the Lord is positioning you to walk in a fresh favor, mantle, anointing. Listen, children. Doors will open when they see you. You don't even have to turn the knob. The door will open itself. The door will unlock because of this favor mantle that you're wearing. You won't leave here in the same condition that you came through them doors with today. You leaving out of these doors as another person wearing a favor anointed, a favor mantle.
Hallelujah.
I didn't say a feeling. I said a favor. Special grace is released on you and your house. Lord have mercy.
I receive it too.
Favor mantle is on my life now.
Everything I touch
will function
under my favor mantle
from this day forward. You may be seated. Turn to Psalm 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse 11. I thought you didn't fill out in the back. Divine favor wisdom is released by the Holy Ghost in and on me now. Divine favor. Oh, I'm going to holler by myself in a few minutes. Divine favor wisdom is released by the Holy Ghost in and on me now. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Oh, my hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Every good thing is loose with my name on it. Go to verse 12. Go to verse 12. Oh, Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 30. Faith and favor will hold hands in my life from this day forward. Faith and favor will hold hands in my life from this day forward. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. Thou hast found favor with God. Did y'all hear me over there? He told me to tell you, thou hast found favor with God. A favor mantle is on your life. Turn to Psalm 106, verse 4.
Lord.
Here we go. Flowing in favor will tap into the prosperity of God daily. Flowing in favor will tap into the prosperity of God daily. All in your house, in your yard, in your car. You're tapping into favor. Favor flowing. Tell somebody I'm in a favor flow. Psalm 106:4, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. What? Yes. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. It's a salvation favor. Yes. It's a favor because I'm a child of God. Uh-huh. I wake up one morning and say, I'm not going to fight today. I'm a favor today. I'm a walk in favor today because I'm a child of the living God. Some of y'all sitting there eating, but you're not paying. You're not saying amen, praise God, hallelujah. No, you're just sitting there just eating like you don't have to pay when you're eating. Open your mouth, say hallelujah. If you can't say hallelujah, say, oh, we. Oh, my. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Favor. Come on, son. Stay with them, son. Stay with them. I receive. That's $1,000. Didn't y'all go to Italy? Where y'all went?
No,
no, where? Y'all went somewhere. Though. Where y'all went?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. Aruba, yeah. You come back with that big head on. I don't know. Man, I can't hardly take no more. Man, I done preached favor on y'all. Whether you receive it or not, you got favor up in here, partner. All the gates and doors gonna start opening when they see you. Impartation is taking place in here. Revelation is taking place in here. I say it this way. I'm gonna say it this way. You walk out your unnormal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something is getting on you while you're in here. Flowing in favor will tap into prosperity daily. Favor is the right. Turn to Psalm 102:13. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Favor is the right to all ownership power.
Yes, sir.
That means whatever you own, you can own it. Whatever you desire to own, because you're wearing this favor mantle, you can own it. Never look at something and say you can't have it. I don't care how big it is, I don't care where it at. If you desire, God will see till you get it. Yeah. Say this, I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Money
coming to me now. Blessing coming to me now. Favor coming to me now. Well, let's don't forget this one. Let's don't forget this one. Help coming to me now. I got another one.
Long life
coming to me now. I don't care what the conditions are. I'm making my clam up in here this morning. I'm making my clam on what Jesus paid for. I have faith. I trust the Lord. Whatever this book says is mine this morning. I will let no voice overrule God's voice. I will let no feeling overrule God's voice. I will let no situation overrule God's voice in my life. I will let no people overrule God's voice in my life. No sickness, no disease will overrule God's voice in my life. I will have joy in my life. I'm not a child of a dead God. I'm a child of the living God. You must leave here wearing that mantle. You must leave here knowing that mantle's on you, that you got favor on you. God bless him looking for you. Yes, yeah. Ah, let me hurry him close. Ah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Let me say this to you again. I left a word out. Favor is the right to all cross ownership power. Yes, all that the cross has paid for. I have a right to it. And the cross paid for everything. Not just to go to heaven, but the cross paid for heaven to come to me. Every fence Satan has tried to block your flourishing life with must come down today. By, turn to Proverbs 3:4 quickly. By favors, anointing being released. By favors, plural, anointing being released. By favors, anointing being released. Favor, anointing being released in this house. Amen. Man, I feel it. Favor, anointing. Look somebody in the eye and say, I'm anointed with favor. Look, tell them. I mean, say it like you mean it. Now don't be, I'll be pussyfooting around. Say it. Oh, I got favor. Look at that boy. So should I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. How many of you are with me here now? I'm about to close in a few minutes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. I know, Lord. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. Give me Psalm 30 and 5. I got about four or five more minutes.
Glory to God.
Listen very carefully. I'm prophesying over you and teaching you. Every fence Satan has tried to block your flourishing life with must come down today. By favor anointing being released. Got it?
Yes, sir.
No more selling for less. God's favor is releasing the best. Look at that Psalm 35. For this anger, for his anger endured but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh Lord, joy come in the morning. It's time for you. Come on, praise him. It's time for you to have some joy in your life. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy. I believe it's morning time. There's a divine traffic of favor that most Christians will never experience, but you will, to God's glory. Whatever that scripture says in Romans 8:28, anybody know what Romans 8:28 says? All things work together for good. He tried to help y'all, but I wasn't going to help y'all. But we know that you need to know that scripture. And I got here, we need to do some splendid things now to glorify God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Flow in the Spirit, Romans 8:14, men are led by the Spirit of God. God, you, and assignment. Proclaim all scriptures right belong to you. God, you, and your assignment proclaim all scriptures right belong to you. You write these words down. Almighty assignment, alignment, assistant, and anointing. Acts 10:38. Almighty assignment. Alignment, assistant, and anointing. The Bible is about God, you, and the world, heaven, the earth. God has placed you in the world to manifest and minister and manage the supernatural realm. Isn't that something? What a privilege. Let me say that. God has placed you in the world to manifest, minister, and manage the supernatural realm. It is time for you to walk in a phrase of God-given life that belongs to you already paid for. You will have to shift in your life to glorify God. In other words, it's not just about you. It's about God. Now, whatever I'm clothing here. Come on, praise. Get on up here behind me. I want a hot song. Hallelujah. I feel like jumping over this thing. Hallelujah. See, it's one thing, my brothers and sisters, to preach about a thing, but it's another thing that have proved it already. God's looking for a nobody to make him somebody. Woo! Go out looking for that person who think they can't make it. So he can take them to it. Tell somebody this mile. Or pow. I'll close with this. You are unique in God's eyesight. He made all of us different. You're unique. He got something special he want to do with you. He got some places he want to carry you. You understand that? He'll never let you down. He'll never let you down. So I want you to get rid of that sorrow. What you've been carrying. Nobody care about me. And something not working in your family. Get over it. Look to him. Somebody say he'll never let you down. Praise him. When you think that you're not going to make it, praise him. Say, Lord, I thank you. You're a good God. You brought me up from a mighty long way. I'm not going to sit here and cry and get all upset and think I'm not going to make it. God, I know you're working it out for me right now. How many are glad you were here this morning? Wear that mantle.
Yes.
The mantle of favor is on your life. Go ahead.